I mean, there's a new life that comes into us that wasn't there before. Amen. The Bible talks about this new and this living way. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual change. Spiritual change, not a physical change. It's not physical at all. It's not mental. It's not emotional. It's spiritual. Amen. Comes into your heart, the very core of your existence, your soul, transforms you, cleans you up, makes you whiter than snow. Blots out your sin debt, amen. Blessed is the man whose sins are blotted out. Yeah, listen, that when that happens to you, you'll know it. Amen. When you pass from death unto life, you'll know it. It's real. Jesus talked about a real salvation, knowing Him, coming in fellowship with the Holy God. When the blood of Jesus is applied to your heart, you'll know it. If you're one of those this morning and you've never been to church, nobody's ever told you that you had to have an experience with God, that you where you know that you know you're saved, well, you've just entered one. Amen. That's exactly what we tell people. They've got to be saved. They've got to be born again of the Spirit. They have to know in their own heart and life that they've been transformed and changed. Listen, if man changes you, then you are not saved. Amen. You must be changed by God. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. We know that we dwell in Him and He in us because He has given us His Spirit. The Bible said in the 8th chapter of Romans that if the Spirit of Christ is not in you, you're none of His. That's what we preach. We preach that a man must be born again. But the wind bloweth where it listeneth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everybody that's born of the Spirit of God. John chapter 3 and verse 8. Listen, you must have the new birth. You must be born again of the Spirit of God. We believe that people must drink of the living water, that Jesus is that living water. Amen. Then when you drink of the living water, there'll be a well of life springing up in your heart unto everlasting life. John chapter 4. I could go all the way through the Bible, entering into John chapter 5. Jesus said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Listen, when you pass from a state of death to a state of life, when there's a spiritual resurrection that takes place deep down in your soul, you'll know it. Amen. Yeah. Pass from death to life, no longer under condemnation. Though you have sinned, though you've transgressed the law of God, yes, you're guilty, yes, you're a sinner, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not one good upon the earth. There's none good, no, not one. Listen, my friend, but yet because of Jesus Christ and through His blood, you can say you're no longer under condemnation. Amen. Yeah. There's now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Wow. Listen, when you know deep down in your soul that you're no longer guilty before God, that the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your heart, that you've been set free from the bondage of sin like a bird out of the cage. Before you were going along, walking around, saying, unclean, unclean, unclean. And then the blood, the glorious blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart, and you're clean. Amen. Set free. Made new. Made righteous. Not because of something you have done, not of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His grace, according to His mercies, we're saved. Yes, by the washing of regeneration. Titus talked about how there, how Paul did when writing to Titus. In the book of Titus, it says that we've experienced a washing, a change, a regeneration. You know what regeneration is? Oh, listen, if you've been in a Baptist church, you need to know what regeneration is. It's when God's Holy Spirit comes in direct contact with your spirit. And listen, when the Holy Spirit of God comes in contact with our defiled spirit, it makes us who are deprived and who are depraved and who are evil and unrighteous, it makes us clean. It makes the unholy holy. It makes the unjust justified. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I've been to the fountain. I'm glad I've been baptized. I'm glad I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed. Yes, yes, this thing's real. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, listen to me this morning. There is nothing any more important in all of your life than to be saved. The Bible says that this is a true and faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. That's why He came. He came that you might be saved. He came seeking and to save that which is lost. If you've never been saved, if there's not been a time and a place in your life where the blood of Jesus has been applied, if there's not been a time and a place in your life where you've been made clean by the blood of Jesus, then you're lost and you need to be found. And you need to seek the Lord with all of your heart that happily you might feel after Him and find Him. He's not very far from us today. I'm telling you, the Lord's here, amen? He's here. He wants to save. This is the greatest need of man, that he be saved. This is your greatest need in life. I know there's a lot of people that are here this morning for the first time. I don't know where you stand with the Lord. You may have never intended on going to church and have your life altered, but I'm telling you that when God comes on the scene and He calls, we need to answer. Amen. He may be calling you today. And if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Listen, if He's calling you to repentance, you need to repent. If He's calling you to faith, you need to believe. If He's calling you to eternal life, I encourage you to lay hold, flee to Him for refuge. Lay hold of Jesus Christ and be changed. Amen. I tell you, you don't know happiness till you come to know the Lord. And what was it Moses said? I can't even think where it's at. Deuteronomy 33, something like that. Maybe it's verse 1. He said, Israel, happy Israel. And he went a little further and he said, you're happy because you're saved. That's what makes us happy. Yes. Yes. Happy because we've been to the fountain and drank. There's a fountain. Flows free, and the Spirit of the bride says, come, come, ye that are thirsty, come, ye that are lost and undone, come, those of you that have not been saved by the grace of God, come to Jesus, come to Him, drink of the water of life freely. You can drink of the water of life freely today, and your soul will be set free from sin, and you can know in your heart that you're on your way to heaven. Praise God for such knowledge. Praise God for such a change. Listen, there's nothing any more important in your life than nailing this thing down between you and the holy God that created you. He loved you. Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He came to give you life. He came that we might have life, and that we might have life more abundantly. Yes, saved people have life in them. Eternal life, spiritual life, glorious life. Listen, we're just stepping from one wave of glory into another. From grace unto grace because of Jesus Christ. There's no happier people on the face of the earth than Christians. I tell you why we're happy, because there's something deep inside of us that gives us a joy, that gives us a happiness. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes. We know how we got here. We know why we're here, and we know where we're going. This old life is over. Such knowledge makes us happy. We have that knowledge deep down in our hearts. Listen, my friend, there are a lot of people today that are among us, and I've never heard you tell of the grace of God coming into your heart. I've never heard you tell an experience of grace. I've never heard you tell of where you went to the fountain and drank the living water. I've never heard you tell of the condemnation and the conviction of sin. You can't get saved unless you're under conviction. You won't of your own accord turn from sin unless God shows you just how awful sin really is in His sight. He exposes the awfulness and the sinfulness that's in our heart. He shows us our own depravity. And the Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the hearts, where all things are open before whom, to whom we have to do. He'll expose your soul in the before a holy God, and you realize your need of Jesus more than you've ever did. Listen, my friend, if you've never come under the conviction of sin, if there's never been a time when you were saved, if you've never realized just how awful and sinful you are, if you didn't feel the weight and the load and the burden of sin upon your soul, then and you suddenly feel it today, there's only one who can lift that burden. There's only one who can set your soul free from the condemnation of sin. There's only one who can remedy your sinfulness, and it's Jesus Christ. He came to this world and he lived some 33 and a half years, and he went to the cross, and he went to the cross to pay the sin debt for you. Bible says that he came to pay the price that we cannot pay. He came to pay a ransom for our sins. He died on the cross and shed his blood with you on his mind, that you might be saved, that you might be forgiven, that you might be able to go to heaven. He came down that you might go up. And they took him off that cross. Listen, he didn't have to hang there. He didn't have to go through the physical anguish that he did. Actually, you have no idea what went on there on the cross. You don't have any idea of the spiritual anguish and suffering that Jesus went through. Amen. When the Father turned away from him. And he cried out, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" I'll tell you why the Father had to turn from him. It's because he became sin for you who knew no sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Yes, it's anguish. The whipping, the hanging on the cross, the nails in his hands and his feet, the torment, the anguish that he went through physically, it was great, but it's nothing in comparison to him becoming sin for you. Him paying the price how that you should be paying. Him dying the death that you should be dying. Listen, you need to realize that Jesus hung on that cross to take your place. He became a substitutionary atonement for your sins, that you might be at one match with God. Oh, it gets that real, doesn't it? Oh man, when I came to the foot of the cross, I looked on him whom I had pierced. He was taking my place. He was suffering the penalty that I should be paying. He was hanging there in my stead. It got that real for me. I realized that night that if I'd have been the only boy that needed Jesus on the face of the earth, that Jesus would have went through the same torments and pain and anguish that he went through, that I might be saved. Wow. Wow. Can you imagine? I felt that night when I was looking to the cross. Jesus said in the third chapter of John, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And if you'll look to Jesus Christ today, you too shall live." And I looked at him there paying my sin debt. And the condemnation, you remember that day? Huh? Oh boy. Man, that weight of sin was so great upon my soul that night. Oh, I didn't even think he was going to save me. I was such a sinner. I saw myself so full of iniquity and so evil in his sight, to have crucified the Son of God. I had nowhere else to go. No other solution, no other answer but Jesus. Oh, when I just poured myself out like water upon the dirt and was absorbed in him, the burden of sin rolled off my soul
and I was set free. Once was a child of the devil, and suddenly I was a child of God. Born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, begotten with a lively hope. Oh, praise God. Woo. Wow. Y'all know what I'm talking about this morning? I had a preacher set me down. He said, "Boy, you just make it so hard." I said, "I don't make it hard." He said, "Well, you expect everybody to have what you have." Yes, I do. I tell you what, that night I came to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. Came to know that night what grace is all about. I came to know that night what repentance was and what faith was and what regeneration was, because when a man repents of his sins and believes in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of his heart, he's regenerated. Listen, if you repented and believed and didn't get regenerated, you're not saved. You cannot separate regeneration from repentance. You cannot separate regeneration from faith. When a man believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, when a person repents of their sins, Jesus said that no man can come to the Father no man can come to the Father but by him, and you must come to God through Jesus Christ. But when you repent and believe, you'll experience regeneration. What was regeneration? God's Holy Spirit coming into direct contact with your spirit. Wow. When that happens, you know it. You know it? Hey, man. Boy, I'm rich. Child of the King. Heirs to God and joiners with Jesus Christ. One of these days, I'm going to walk on the streets of gold. I've had many privileges of life, and I enjoy the things of life. I mean, I enjoy life. I admit that, you know, I like things. I'm like anybody else. But the greatest things of life are the spiritual things. Amen. Being saved, serving God, being in church, loving the Lord. Some of the greatest blessings I've had is to be able to look in your eyes. Many of you have come to me and said, "Pastor, I know I'm saved." To have my own children look me in the eye and tell me that they've been saved by the grace of God and know that they're on their way to heaven. I tell you, you can't improve upon that blessing as a parent. You just can't. Just can't. I don't know. I'll tell you what. I think there's somebody here today that needs to be saved. I didn't plan to preach that message that I just preached. But it's the message God has sent to you. It doesn't matter if you're young or you're old. It doesn't matter how much sin you've committed in life. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And God loved you because he loves sinners. He doesn't love you sinning, but he loves sinners. Amen? If he were here, he'd eat with you, walk with you, but he would also instruct you. Sat down with my cousin Friday night, he's out there. Oh, but God is working. And people, you may not realize it. Some of you need to realize it more. This church is a powerhouse of prayer. I've been asking prayer for him more frequently here at Victory on Wednesday nights. And I tell you, God is orchestrating things in his life to bring him to the Lord Jesus. I tell you, it doesn't matter how far you get out there on drugs. It doesn't matter how far you get out there on alcohol. It doesn't matter how far you get there out there in the world. God can turn you around. He can bring you to the end of yourself. And God is doing that. I've said all the forces of prayer in place here at this church to pray off the evils that are looking to destroy him and his family. And I'll tell you, our prayers are working. Working. He is going to come here soon. Sit among us. You just wait. I tell you, God is working here today. I tell you, he's working miracles. Perhaps even in your heart. And we're going to sing a song. And we're going to meet in this altar. Actually, Marty, good to have you with us this morning. Do you feel like singing for us? You choose which one. I've got two on my heart. There is a river and there's in this altar. That's what this altar is for. Either one, whichever you feel the Lord leading you. I tell you, people better follow the Lord. Amen. How is it with your soul? Have you repented? Have you believed the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you been saved by the grace of God? Do you feel a tug in your heart? The Lord drawing you to an altar, working in your life, bringing you to that place where you can come to the end of yourself and be saved. Today's the day. Today is the day of salvation. He wants to do a work in your heart. He wants to change you and rearrange you and save you. Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to save you from your sins. He's happy when that's done. It brings joy in heaven. The Bible says there's more joy. The presence of angels, one sinner that repents. Is there one here this morning that needs to repent? I tell you what, you'll set heaven on fire with joy and glory and happiness. You'll repent of your sins today and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. As a congregation stands, there's somebody here who needs to pray. Bible says, seek the Lord with all in your heart. Seek him out. Call upon him. Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come, seek him out. Call upon him. Repent of your sins. Trust in Jesus. Make this day the day of your salvation by looking to the Lord Jesus Christ for redemption and salvation. God helps for someone here today. Come drink of the living water. Come to the fountain. Lay hold of eternal life. Jesus wants to save you and redeem you and forgive you of your sins. We'll pray with you. But you must pray the prayer for yourself. You must call on the Lord. You must repent. You must trust in him to be saved. Don't leave here today lost and in your sins. Jesus wants to save you. Jesus Christ. God have mercy. Is there one today? God has already been so good to you in life. He's been so good to you. And now he's coming to you. His Spirit is working in your heart. He says, now's the time. Crown me King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's speaking to you today. Hear his voice. Hear his voice. Don't leave here undone. Don't leave here lost. Don't leave here as a child of the devil. Come. Be born again of the Spirit of God. How is it with your soul? He'll set you free. If you'll humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, the Bible says, He
will lift you up.
Seek the Lord. Well, today is your time. Your time to seek the Lord. As he sings this next song, that's what this altar is for. That's what Jesus came to bring to us. Help and healing. Amen. Eternal life and salvation. I want all that will. I want us to just gather in this altar. There may be some that are just intimidated. They don't want to step out of the aisle.
You can't have the helmet of salvation on and be thinking about